Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the astrological energies from November 25th into December 2nd. Yes, we are approaching the 12th and final month of 2020, and we are also in eclipse season right now. So we have some big energies to talk about, including the Gemini lunar eclipse on November 30th, as well as Neptune stationing direct on November 28th. And those are, in fact, the two biggest energies that are unfolding right now, and we are feeling them. They are already in effect. So we're going to look at these energies as well as some other transiting planets that are moving along over this next week, and we enter December with a lot happening. So let's dive in and look at what is unfolding here as we complete November. And we're currently feeling these effects of Neptune slowing down to station direct at 18 degrees of Pisces. Now, the exact direct energy starts on November 28th. However, this is a slow-moving planet, a slow-moving energy. And what that means is that we feel the effects weeks in advance and weeks after. And so Neptune is at 18 degrees of Pisces, where it's also going to sit for all of December. And so what this means is it brings up the energies that we're feeling in other realms. You could feel more intuitive. You could feel like you're getting more downloads. You could feel more tired. You need more sleep. You have vivid dreams, that there are things in other realms that are speaking to you. Neptune in Pisces takes us out of the real world, out of the physical world, and reminds us to go higher, to go beyond our senses, and to go to other energies for information, understanding, to remember that all of this is temporary. Neptune is about transcendence and diffusion. Neptune removes us and allows us to look at things from a detached perspective, to step out of the ego, to step out of the human mind. And when we do this, we open up to more of our spiritual gifts, our intuitive abilities, and of course, the other ways that we can experience energy. So as Neptune is very strong right now, there can be a lot happening in the ethers, in the other realms that you're picking up on. You could feel extra sensitive. You could feel very aware of what's happening around you. And it could also feel like there is a lot of confusion. Now, this is actually very strong at this time because this Neptune in Pisces is squaring the North Node in Gemini at 20 degrees, and this square is going to happen for the next few months. It's very interesting when you look at how Gemini is about information, what is communicated, what is coming through, be that in conversations with others, be that through the media, just what's circulating all around. That Neptune square to the North Node in Gemini brings uncertainty, brings confusion. And so this can bring up the bigger energies that we're experiencing right now where things aren't quite clear. And it could be this sense of, I don't know what's really happening, or I don't know the truth or the specifics. There can be more questions than answers during a Neptune transit that has a big energetic influence. There can be a sense of, what do I believe? And as this Neptune energy works with both the North Node in Gemini and the South Node in Sagittarius, there is a removal of clarity, and the concrete facts might not be evident yet. And so this can be related to so many areas of our life right now. You could relate this to COVID. Is COVID real or is COVID a hoax? Are the numbers real? Are the numbers exaggerated? You could relate this to the current state of politics and who is the president, who is not the president. Are the numbers true? Are the numbers lying? These are all questions. These are all things that don't have absolutes just yet, because there's so much information circulating and there's so much information flying around that it can be hard to know what's really true. Now, this does not mean that what's coming through the mainstream media is a fact. This does not mean that what's happening in alternative media is a fact. It's like there's just so much moving around that it can be really hard to know the truth. So what we're moving through right now is an opportunity to continually trust what's unfolding, to look at where you're holding on to an assumption or a belief, and to allow yourself to stay open. Stay open to what we don't know yet. Stay open to being above the picture that's being presented, to stay above what is happening, because it's all going to keep shifting and changing. And this is part of what occurs with the strong mutable signs. We now have strong mutable energies, which are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And we have these energies increasing as we move into December with the Sun in Sagittarius. Mercury enters Sagittarius on December 1st. And then Venus will enter Sagittarius December 15th. Plus, we have this Gemini lunar eclipse, and then we're going to have the Sagittarius solar eclipse. So all of this energy is interacting with Neptune in Pisces, and it can be a very fuzzy, foggy viewpoint, and it can be a sense of illusion, delusion, not knowing what's happening, and learning to trust a process. This is a very big energy that will continue into January, and it's going to ask us to keep trusting ourselves. This is where you can pull the energy into you and trust your body, trust your gut, trust your sense of what's coming through. This is where we have to be very discerning around the energies that are all around us and be very deliberate around what you allow in to your aura, what you allow into your space. And it's also a good time to go towards the Neptune and Pisces energies that feel good to you. And this can be music, art, creativity, anything that takes you into the imagination, a place of joy, a place of detachment, a place where you're just so involved in something that feels satisfying and stimulating and interesting that you're not needing to rely too much on what's happening out in the bigger world. You're able to say, this is where I'm going to go to feel good about my journey right now, to feel good about what is happening in my life, and to remember that everything is meant to change, that everything is in motion, everything is always shifting. And there's a sense here of the more we can practice this level of detachment, the more that we can navigate the bumps and the turmoil of the next few months. It's also important to note that each of these planets in Sagittarius will be squaring Neptune in Pisces. So Mercury, the Sun, and Venus will all be squaring Neptune and Pisces at 18 degrees over the next few months, or excuse me, weeks, as we go into December. And Neptune is the more powerful energy. So Neptune is going to work with Mercury in Sag, Venus in Sag, Sun in Sag. And it's also a strong energy in the December 14th Sagittarius solar eclipse. So all of this means that as things continue to shift and change, as there is some, we'll call it unreliable information or a lot happening, a lot coming forward, it gets to be very murky at times if you're focused on the particulars or the details. But as you go up higher into higher realms, higher perspectives, higher understandings of what's happening, and you can again ride the waves up there and be more detached out of your ego, out of your opinions, out of your mind, out of the places that we thought were really essential. This is a really important time to go to your higher self and to connect with that energy so that what unfolds over the next few months is something that you can navigate from a place of ongoing trust in a bigger process. It also means that we need a break, that we need some downtime, we need a vacation, and give yourself those days or those hours in a day to decompress, to step away from it all, to not be overly absorbed in things that are happening, unfolding, all the information out there. This is where we have to balance ourselves energetically. And that will help keep us strong. That will help keep us in a place of handling these changes in a way that doesn't disrupt you at your core. And it's a bit like having a protection field around the aura, where the protection energy is one of light. And yes, the energy can still flow in and out, but there's a filter. There's discernment and there's awareness that you always have control over what comes into your energy field and that you can always push out or remove anything that is too heavy or dense. So again, a wonderful time for creativity, music, anything artistic, anything that brings you joy, that lights you up, that feels good, that is supportive of your own energy and what you need now. And also a good time to look at what your physical self is telling you. For example, you could feel very hungry or you could feel extra tired when we have these strong Neptune energies. And that's because we're also tapping in to higher energies that are working with us and perhaps feels like it's overriding some of your natural energies or some of your natural willpower. There can be, again, that diffusion of I just need a break, I need to sleep more, I need to take time off. All of that is heavy over the next few months. So that is an overarching energy that we're going to be working with. Some more specifics of this week ahead involve Mercury and Venus in Scorpio meeting up with both Pluto and Uranus. And this happens on November 27th. Mercury in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn at 23 degrees, while Venus in Scorpio opposes Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 7 degrees. So every time the personal planets interact with the outer planets have a stronger influence. They bring in change. They bring in something different that shifts the personal planets. So what we have on November 27th is a powerful day of change. There could be something financial that comes up for you that you see, that you want to shift, that you're ready to change. There could be opportunities that come through here. Maybe something you've been waiting on, something you really wanted comes through. There could be big announcements or developments. There could be shifts here that are moving you forward into the next area of your life that you're wanting to move towards. And this is where things start to really kind of get moving after we had that Mercury retrograde phase, because now Mercury is interacting with Pluto, which is about transformation and change, but there's a powerful dynamic here. There's the energy of certainty. There could be something that's clear for you starting November 27th about what you really want, what really matters to you, and what you're ready to integrate into your life. Now, then we have on November 28th that Mercury sextiling Jupiter in Capricorn at 25 degrees. And again, that is support, good news, things happening, things connecting, something coming through. It could be that you have some plans that are cemented, some understanding of what you want next. This is a day of some good developments potentially, especially if you have any planets or points in the water signs or earth signs at 25 degrees. And that's because Mercury in Scorpio and Jupiter in Capricorn are at 25 degrees each. So a very interesting weekend, perhaps very beneficial, and showing you what's ready to move forward. And actually the final step here with this Mercury in Scorpio is that there will be a sextile to Saturn in Capricorn at 28 degrees. So whatever gets started on November 27th, whatever communications happen, developments, news, information, emails, anything that is in progress or is coming together, when Mercury sextiles that Saturn in Capricorn at 28 degrees, there is an agreement, a commitment, something is stabilized, something is solid. So that is a wonderful little energetic path to follow, that whatever starts on the 27th will have something clearer and certain about it on November 30th. Now, November 30th is also the Gemini full moon lunar eclipse at 9 degrees. And this is the first Gemini eclipse since 2012. The eclipses back then were when the South Node was in Gemini. And there is a re-emerging theme here in this Gemini lunar eclipse at 9 degrees because it covers the territory of that Venus in Gemini retrograde back in April and July of this year. So if you go back to April and July of 2020, when Venus was retrograde in Gemini, we were reworking energies in our throat chakras, understanding more about communications, what we need to say, how to say it, maybe what needs to come through with better words, for example, better word choice. Also something around maybe the thoughts or the ideas you have about something. Now, this Gemini lunar eclipse brings in a burst of energy to move you forward with what you need to say. Gemini is about communications, perhaps something that's been on your mind, something you've been working through, whether that's throughout 2020 or just in the recent months, something that you want to express or communicate, even just to yourself, something that you're working through on your own terms mentally. And I say that because Gemini is an air sign, but it's actually the only air sign within the personal development field of astrology. And what I mean by that is that Gemini is about your own internal processes, what you perceive, how you learn, the information you take in, and then what you speak, what you write, what you say, you know, how that information gets processed through you. The next air sign is Libra. Libra is about your interactions with other people, usually one-on-one, but it's how you communicate and have conversations with other people. And the third air sign is Aquarius, which is about the ideals and the bigger conversations with the world at large. Aquarius is, for example, social media. So the Gemini energy is the only air sign that's about the self. And so this is an opportunity for you to first look at what you've been contemplating, thinking about, processing, that you're ready to shift or change. You're ready to raise it up to a higher understanding. You're ready to write a new story about something. And that story can be rewritten from a higher perspective, a higher consciousness, based on what you've been learning, what you've been moving through. So for example, when we go through a healing process, when we're looking at something that's been very hurtful and very wounding, we can talk it out, read about it, you know, understand it, move through a process of getting to what is this energy in me? What did I need to learn? What did I need to understand? And then you have a way of rewriting the story that shows you your power, for example, or shows you a different perspective that you didn't consider. The Gemini energy is storytelling. And so we look at the stories we've told ourselves and we have an opportunity to rewrite them, to reconceptualize them, or to understand them in a new way. This is a lunar eclipse about change, about choice, about moving forward in communications. And because the moon is in Gemini, it's basically interacting with the North Node in Gemini, which means there's an opportunity here for you to grow through communications, grow through your storytelling, grow through your perspectives, and to see something in a new light or in a new way. And there's a push here. This could be uncomfortable. It depends where you have Gemini energies in your chart. It depends on how you work with these energies regularly. But the growth opportunity here is also looking at what is important for you to understand about how you talk to yourself, your own level of mindfulness, and the ways that you can try something else, make a different choice if perhaps what you've realized is no longer true for you or no longer something that you want to put time and energy towards, especially mentally. It's also a good time to learn something new, whether that is a new hobby, a new topic, a new subject, or just picking up a new book or reading something from a different perspective that you wouldn't have considered before. Because Gemini is about our mental stimulation. There's something here about staying open to new information, staying open to what you didn't know, what you didn't understand, but also the ability to look at how you can, I'm getting this strong visual of the activation of the throat chakra, where if there's something you need to say or write or hear, this is an opening to that energy. And what it looks like is that there are messages coming through that perhaps you've been working with since that Venus in Gemini retrograde from April to July of this year. And if there was something there that was left unsaid, or you didn't know how to communicate it, or you didn't know what exactly to put together, you know, you stumble on your words kind of a thing. There's support here to break through, to bust out of whatever those limitations were or whatever you couldn't quite grasp. There is also the opportunity here to go higher in your communications and to allow a bigger message to come in and get grounded, to really be heard and understood, and to, it's like being implanted into the mind. This is also an opportunity for the energies to be expressed in a way that you can hear yourself. And because Gemini is an air sign about the self, that could be very important to understand. What do you need to hear in yourself, whether that is speaking to yourself or writing something out, making a list, expressing it, basically getting it out of your brain. What do you need to get out of your brain where you need to get something out of your mind and let it breathe, let it be released, and let it come out so that you can hear it or see it in a new way or in a higher way? And this, of course, pertains to the stories that we've created and what we've been circling in through most of this year. But also, there's something about the last time that Gemini eclipses happened, that this energy is coming back up so that we learn from it and we grow from it. And so again, those eclipses were back in 2010 to 2012, and it's looking at maybe the stories that were created then or something that you understood then, now it's coming back around for you to see it in a new perspective or a new light. Gemini is a very active energy. It's very busy. It's about doing two things at once and multitasking. So there is a quickening of energy that happens with a Gemini lunar eclipse. And keep in mind that because Gemini is about choices, having two choices, you are being given an opportunity to go towards the higher choice. And there could be a comfort zone choice, but there could also be a higher choice that's requiring you to grow that actually has more potential, more rewards, more good things that come out of it because of your willingness to grow and learn. So I do talk about this more on YouTube, where I go over the Gemini lunar eclipse chart, and you can find that on my YouTube channel, and that's how I go into more of the specifics of this energy as well. The energy continues to pick up the pace as we move into December, and we're going to see this Mercury move into Sagittarius. And this is an inspired, motivated Mercury. Now we will have both the Sun and Mercury in Sag, bringing in more of this fire sign energy where we want action, we want movement, we're ready to try something new. Be aware with Sagittarius that you can overpromise, underdeliver. There can be exaggerations, there can be biting off more than you can chew. But be aware too that we're meant to be understanding a next vision, a next dream. And that's where you could feel a strong motivation, where you're getting these ideas or these nudges that are showing you what's possible next, where you can go next. And that can be so timely right now after the seriousness of 2020, after these big energies that have changed our lives and changed our world permanently. The Sagittarius energy says, don't give up hope. Keep trusting, keep believing, keep going. It reminds us to stay optimistic and that everything is always in motion, and this can be to your advantage. Now, we do have a seriousness still in the air as Jupiter and Saturn are going to be completing their time in Capricorn over the next few weeks. And so they're going to be showing us a level of mastery and graduation that we have earned after the intensity of 2020. And so what this feels like is, because they're still traveling together, Jupiter and Saturn are still conjunct. They're going to be conjunct all of December. There is an understanding that whatever you've completed, whatever has changed for you this year, wherever you have grown, you've been pushed and required to transform, to do something new. This is where, when you stay the course and you still maintain that sense of control over your energy, the lesson of this year, and I'm seeing it as these energies, they really get implanted into you at a deep level, and they help form a new level of self-respect. And there's something about, as we move into December, look at how far you've come. Look at what you've changed and shifted this year. Look at what you have endured, what you've had to move through, the challenges you've had to experience. And I feel like what we're really meant to understand is that there has been a lot required of us, that if we knew in advance, it would have been really easy to be stressing about it and freaking out and going into all the worst case scenarios. What this is saying is to look at everything you've handled this year that you couldn't rush through. There was a pace, there was a timeline, there were things that happened. You had to really show up and stand strong in yourself, because I'm seeing the spine, which is what Capricorn rules, is the spine. And it's being stronger in your own energy field that has been one of the gifts of this year. It's been an activation of strength, even during a time of intense changes, perhaps even a lot of karma coming up, a lot of stuff that you had to move through and change in your life that was very intense. This is an activation of the spine, and then they're showing it to me as an activation of all seven chakras, because when these energies are really understood through self-respect, self-acceptance, self-love, there is an energy here of strengthening that you carry forward. You carry with you as you move into the next chapter or the next area of your life that could perhaps be this whole new adventure or this whole new plan or project. There's stuff that's coming through that's requiring us to move forward, but I feel like the energy is saying, really look at how much you've grown. Really acknowledge that in yourself. Recognize yourself. Recognize how strong you've had to be in this year alone. It is our own responsibility to acknowledge and honor this in ourselves. And that's really what matters the most. Even though getting that acknowledgement from other people feels good, it's really about looking at the parts of your life that you have moved through that really only you know about, and allowing that to be enough, allowing that to be strengthening and something that reminds you of your own power, of your own light, of your own abilities, and what you can do beyond what perhaps you thought you could do. So both Jupiter and Saturn are going to move through the final degree of Capricorn in December. And the final degree is always a place of completion. It's a critical degree, an anaretic degree, that shows you this is how far you've come, what have you learned, what are you understanding, and what are you taking forward as they both move into Aquarius and begin a new birthing energy. When Jupiter and Saturn are conjunct at 0 degrees of Aquarius, they are really bringing in some new energies with fresh potentials, new ideas, new hopes, a new way forward, something that is also perhaps a new commitment to yourself and the future that you want to experience, the future you want to create. So there's serious energies here. But they're shifting into a more uplifting dynamic as December has more fire energies and more air energies. And both fire and air are the masculine signs of the zodiac, the masculine elements. And they are going to help us with the next steps that we need to take and the confidence to do so. And on that note, for those of you who are interested in the monthly energies, the December Soul Growth Astrology webinar program is now available, and it has 5 webinars, including one about the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in your chart and what it means in your chart. So you can check that out at the links below this podcast, and you can use coupon code Sagittarius to get it for $11. So as we move from November into December, there's a lot more movement. There's a lot happening. There's a lot going on. And there could be some new priorities that come up for you that you're really energized to follow. That's part of what is changing here and what we're moving into as we approach this final month of the year and we look at the state of affairs, what is accepting reality, while also knowing that we have the power to create what we want next, that is something that we all do collectively, but that of course you do on your own terms, in your own life, and with clarity around who you are and what you want next. Significant energy change here over the next week. Things picking up the pace, moving ahead, a lot of communications. May need to be aware of where you need to stay grounded and, of course, where you need to listen to your body, as always. But the energies are reminding us that it is time to move forward and that you can always trust yourself. You can trust yourself regardless of anything outside of you. And I wanted to mention something else that might help with anything that you're shifting around this time, around this Gemini lunar eclipse. There was a book that I was a part of years ago that is such a great collection of stories. It's called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And the introduction is written by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And this is a collection of thoughts that people are sharing around what shifted their perspective at a very deep level. What changed for them that they didn't see before, or what really put their life on a new trajectory. So the book, again, is called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. I do have a chapter in it, but so do many other people. And it's really one of my favorite books. It's really well done. It's well edited. It's well written, but there's diversity in the stories. So if you're looking for some inspiration or a new way to look at a part of your life, there might be a chapter or many chapters in here that speak to you or give you some new understanding. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It seemed very timely for a Gemini lunar eclipse. Again, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever on Amazon, on Kindle, and might be something worth reading and browsing through as we move through this time that we're meant to see things from a new angle and a different perspective. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence. If you're in the United States, I wish you a beautiful Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you connect with everything that you have in your life that you can feel grateful for. And I hope that you're feeling that energy continue as we move forward into more of eclipse season. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. I will be back for another episode every Monday and Wednesday. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful ride as we continue to navigate this very big time on the planet.